This is the Frederica Academy Night Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, 95 Wings, Marshland Credit Union, Ashley Business Solutions, Lou Saab Kia, and by Frederica Pharmacy. And now, here is your host, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Jeff Doak. We are on location under the Oaks on the campus of Frederica Academy, where we will be every Wednesday night for the 2025 high school football season. Frederica Academy Knight Coaches Show, sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, 95 Wings, Marshland Credit Union, Ashley Business Solutions, Frederica Pharmacy, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now, joining us, the head coach of your Frederica Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick.
Rowdy crowd.
I was going to say, they make their presence known, regardless of how many there are present. All right, so Friday night, not the most desirous outcome, but I think we got some good out of it regardless. Valwood Valiants come under the Oaks, take care of our hometown Frederica Knights by the score of 33-14. And again, I don't know how many times you and I sit down and we talk about games being a tale of two halves. And that definitely was the case this past Friday night. The first quarter, the first half nights, much more efficient than the second half.
I thought we were. I always talk about the middle 8 minutes, the last 4 minutes of the second quarter and the first 4 minutes of the third quarter, and we didn't win that. That was a point of emphasis right when it was 14-14, it was 4 minutes and 49 seconds to go. And I'm on the headsets talking to the coaches and telling a couple of kids, listen, we need to win these next 4 minutes. Let's put ourselves in a position to score right here and then come out in the second half because we get the ball in the second half. And if we can score before the half, go in ahead and then come out in the second half and gain another possession right there and find a way to put points on the board there. It's a big momentum change. It didn't work out that way. They ended up scoring right before the half. We had a few penalties that put us behind the chains. And then in the second half, we gave up a block punt in the first 4 minutes, and then that gave them great field position off the safety that they got from it. And next thing you know, 12-point swing in that really that eight-minute period of winning the last four and winning the first four. And that's something that, as a coach, we got to do better. That's my fault. But we've got to really focus on those last 4 minutes and the first 4 minutes. And we have to execute. I thought after that we got the ball, they may get 26-14. And I thought the offense took the ball, drove it right back down the field, and had the ball at the 18-yard line going in. And then we make two mistakes. We run the ball and we get tackled for a loss. We just need to cut it up, and then we turn around, we drop a snap, and then we're behind the chains. We stay on course and get an end zone right there. It's 26-21. And even with that, we end up punting the ball back, and then we get the ball again and go right back down the field and just, methodically moving the football, boom, 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 and then we fumble the ball like on the 30-yard line going in. And we were talking on the headset there, do we hurry it up? And I was like, no, pick up the pace, but – don't get in a hurry up offense. Let's just move quickly, because at that point it was 4 minutes and something to go in the game. If we score right there, it makes it 26-21. We go for an onside kick, then you got a chance. We fumble. They get the ball. We have them on third down and 11, and I think Tate sneaks out the back door and scores a 55-yard touchdown. Just the little things, 6-inch step, squeezing down the line, you get tired, or – you don't stay focused on what you got to do. And I thought we played well enough to win, but the things we didn't do, we didn't win. We didn't win that 8 minutes. We didn't win the turnover battle. And, we gave up some big plays. But overall, when you go back and look at the stats, they had 304 yards of offense. We had 304 yards of offense. We had exactly the same amount of offense as both teams did. It's, you just can't give up big plays, and you got to win the turnover battle. It was 3-1 their advantage, so we were -2, and it cost us points because of it. So, you know, the long run at the end, and then the block punt, which put us in those situations. So we got a few things we have to correct. Coaches went back to it. And I thought our kids in that third quarter at one point looked a little dejected and looked like they might just hang it up. But I give them credit. They battled all night long and still gave themselves a chance. But you can't do that against good teams like Valwood that, you know, played for the state championship, been the runner-up. And, you know, so can't do that. And we have to get better, and we have to do things a little bit more. We got to do things with a little more intent at times at practice and everything else. But our kids, they've come out this week and done a really good job.
This is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. One big surprise for us in the booth, just simply because we had no idea that there was a new player on the team. Travis Garland, tell us a little bit about him and why he has got the fortitude to wear number 4 already.
He just said he wanted to wear 4, and I said, it's a big shoes to fill. And he just laughed and said, I hope I can. But his younger brother Sam was already in school when we were able to get him in. Sam needed transportation. He drives from Camden, and so we were able to get him in. He's been a big help for us, and he's a good kid. Come in, learning the system. You know, it would have been great. We would have got him in this summer, so he would have known exactly the whole system. But learning it as we go, I expect him to get better and better every week. So right now, he's working hard and getting better on offense and defense. He's been thrown into some positions, you know, that he's never played. But I think he'll help us down the road, and he's a positive kid, and he gets after it every day.
Let's talk a little bit about that first drive, the first offensive series that resulted in a long touchdown. That was, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 15-play drive.
Yeah.
Resulting in that first touchdown. What does that kind of consistency do for the confidence of the team?
Well, I think, you know, we had talked about that as a staff, was we need to control the tempo, control the game. You know, don't want to play a lot of defensive snaps, give them opportunities. So let's get some long drives, and there you go. That's the first one. You go 15 plays. I think it was over 8 or 9 minutes. It ate up the whole first quarter and part of the second quarter. And you know, and so
it started at the 6:58 mark in the first quarter and ended at the 9:14 in the second.
So we ate up almost 10 minutes of the clock, and we just kind of did our thing, you know, up and down the field. Just, you know, here we go, boom, get 5, get 4, get 3, move the chains. And you know, that's when I looked over and I thought at one point, I said, man, we're a really physical team for a team that can't really go full contact all the time. You know, in practice, when you only have 27 kids dressed out, you can't afford to get anybody hurt in practice by just knocking the crap out of each other all the time. So you have to have a quick whistle. And I thought, we're really physical. We're actually out here, and, you know, we were leaning on them in the first quarter. And so, I mean, even in the third and fourth quarter, they make a couple big plays, but our defensive line kind of controlled the line of scrimmage at times in the second half. We just give up a big play here and there. Got to get off the field on third down, like I said. But other than that, I thought that was a big confidence booster for us.
More to come on the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. But right now, these words from our sponsor.
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Touchdown Fridays are all about big plays, and at Marshland Credit Union, we're here to help you make yours. Cash for your first car or a loan for your forever home, we've got the game plan. Proud to back our hometown teams, because winning is better when we all do it together. Marshland Credit Union, local roots, big wins.
Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick is a proud supporter of local athletics and your official high school football dealership. At Lou Saab Kia, we love Friday Night Lights just like you. Come check out our massive inventory, over 100 in-stock vehicles to choose from, as low as 1.9% APR on new vehicles, and mention you heard us on this coach's show and receive an additional $500 off any new in-stock purchase. Lusab Kia at the end of Altama, 912-254-2034, and online at lusabkiaofbrunswick.com.
Seeking the top-rated food truck in Glynn County? 95 Wings is your solution. Offering some of the finest wings, loaded fries, and homemade seafood Alfredo, 95 Wings provides a range of homemade wing sauces, including their signature 95 sauce, garlic buffalo sauce, sweet heat, honey lemon pepper, and sweet teriyaki. To stay informed about our times and locations, text 95 Wings to 21000. Don't be shy. Give us a try. It's 95 Wings, where we sauce them and toss them.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Toke here with you in this segment, brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers, Ashley Business Solutions, Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick, and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, which of course means it's time to talk about the health of the team, checking the injury report, see how everybody's feeling.
Beat up. Got some guys out. You know, we'll see where we're at here come Friday, who's able to go and who's not. Stanton not been going this week. J-Ball's not been in. Jordan came in. He's been kind of tender. And then Eli beat up a little bit. So physically, a lot of holes to fill, a lot of big holes to fill right there. So, you know, it's coaching staff, a lot of contingency plans being made at practice. And that's where we were actually sending in there just a second ago before I came out here. Was, okay, this happens, we got to do this. We got to maybe move him here. And we just got a lot of things, you know. A lot of people don't see that on Friday night, that they just think got somebody else to run in because they watch football on Saturday and Sunday. So they've got a qualified backup. But we're having to move a guy from one position to another position to, you know, fill the gaps. And it's like I told somebody the other day, it looks like sometimes we're trying to patch the Hoover Dam with silly putty. So it's a challenge on the sideline. It was Friday night. We had a few guys get nicked up and beat up, and we're trying to just get guys to cover the kickoff and things like that. So hopefully we get everybody back. I don't know who all will get back this week, but we'll see. It's going to be a challenge. The kids have worked hard, and they've been getting prepared. So the guys that have been in, you know, got to go with them, and they're going to go play. No one cares who's in, and who's out. They want to see if you can go out there and play and win the game. So we got to get prepared and get our kids ready to go.
So a couple more times this past Friday night, there were some flashes of brilliance on the return team. So it seemed like it was it's really starting to click that the new kick return plans.
The kick return is there. We're close. We're a guy or two away sometimes from hitting the seam, but. You know, like I said, we hit it there against West Nassau, and we had an opening just for a second against Valwood. We just got to get a block here or there, and once we do, I think it looked good today at practice. You know, of course, you're moving guys around the whole time, but if we can get a big return, still a possession somewhere with special teams, that's great. You know, but we can't give up a block punt and then a field position that costs us 5 points. We can't do that. We're not good enough to do that, so we have to get that fixed. We worked on that this week. Hopefully we don't have any problems with that.
You are listening to the Frederica Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You mentioned Stanton injured, playability up in the air, but let's talk a little bit about what we saw out of him, especially in that first drive this past Friday night. Really, you know, you can tell he's made that next step from where he was last season.
Oh yeah, it's he's there. He's in command of the offense. You know, does a good job. You know, we probably ran him a little too much, but he took some shots in the game. But he did a good job. He had 100 yards rushing, throwing the ball down the field, and he had 70 yards passing. So, you know, we got to continue. He gets reps and gets better and better. And you know, this week Braxton's been in rolling and done a good job. So I feel pretty confident both of those guys right now. And, just excited to see where we're going, you know. But the key to this one, and I told him this week, is if we can beat Tift area, we have the upper hand in the power or in the MAC Express rankings. So, you know, every game somewhat is important for us. And so I know everybody's like, coach will go, whatever. They win two games in the first five and they win the last five or whatever, or they win the last four. But, you know, our biggest thing now is we need to try to stay in the top four so we can get a home game in the playoffs. So that's the key. And it's going to be a challenge. You got a couple of guys hurt, and you're usually rolling with 16, 17 kids that get a lot of the playing time, and then two go down. It becomes a real challenge. You know, we're going to have some other kids go out there, and they've got to go play. So they've got to go execute and give us the best effort that they can.
This time of the year, when it really, really speaks to what kind of product that Coach Swofford can get you up from the eighth grade ranks into the freshman.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have to look out there and go, okay, what freshman can help us? Because we've got 10 on the team, and I looked out there today on kickoff return, and I had four freshmen out on kickoff return with four sophomores. And I was like, okay, I probably won't sleep much this week, but, it's what you got to do. And you know, I'm talking to a couple of them the other day, and they just look at you, and I'm like, you good? And they're like, yeah. I said, no, are you fine? They're, yeah. I said, you nervous? I said, of course I'm nervous. I got to go play. I'm like, but, you know, it's one of those things. The more they play, the better they're going to get, and we just got to throw them in the fire, you know, and hopefully we can protect them enough with the other guys around them that they don't get too exposed, and they can handle it, and the lights don't get too bright, you know, and that's one of those things. I think right now some of our guys are getting better and better. Our sophomores that are younger, they've been in games two and three now, so they're starting to feel a little bit better. It was kind of funny this week at practice was Turner Rents talking. We had they run a certain play where they throw it to the tackle. He's like, put me in, coach. Let me be the tackle right here. And he's like, I'll catch it. The lights aren't too bright for me. I've been in two games already this year. I'm good. I'm like, Turner, two games? And he was like, yeah. I had to start one of them. I was like, all right, get over there. So today we threw it to him. He about caught it. But, you know, it was close. I'll blame it on me being the quarterback. I might overthrow him a little bit. But you know, you get that. That's what you start to get. He's starting to get confidence, you know, that he probably didn't have 3 or 4 weeks ago. But you just have to throw them in. You know, like the West Nassau game, Fuller don't even make it through the run-through because he's come down with the flu and he's dehydrated and all this stuff. And so, Turner, you got to go start. Guess what? Your prize is a 6'4", 270-pound nose guard. Good luck. Whip it, you know. The standard is, as Coach Gibson and I always say, the standard doesn't change. You know, and I think Coach Gibson gave the greatest line to that here is, the standard is, if there's 138 plays to be played, you play them. And you play them with great effort, and you play them with a great attitude, and you give it everything you've got at the end. You know, and he had 12 or 13 over there talking about the standard and who's living up to the standard here. And we got some guys that play every play. I think Gavin came off the field maybe for kickoff return and kickoff, you know, and then Eli Middleton, I don't think, ever came off the field Friday night. I think he played 138 plays. It was what we played against Valwood. He played all 138 of them. And he never said a word. Got a beat-up shoulder, and he's like, I asked him today, I said, what do you think? He said, 6 out of 10 on the pain scale. It's a 6. I'll be all right. He said, it just hurts. I'll be fine. But it's the standard, you know, and he does. That's what we're going to live up to. We got to go play. No matter how bad it is, just got to go fight.
So basically what you're saying, Coach Gibson is just as good of a motivational speaker as he is a wing slinger.
Yeah, really well. He did a good job the other day giving him a talk, too.
All right, we'll be right back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching-created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earth Mine Diamonds or Lab Mine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. Ashley's Pure Water Solutions, the newest division of Ashley's Business Solutions, is a proud supporter of Frederica Knights football. Are you tired of dealing with heavy water bottles, unsanitary coolers, and the rising cost of traditional water delivery companies? Ashley's is now providing reverse osmosis filtered pure drinking water to our customers. Stop risking your health by consuming microplastics and dangerous cancer-causing forever chemicals. Call Ashley's Pure Water Solutions today to set up your 7-day in-office free trial. 912-267-7802. And remember, it's not clean water unless it's pure water.
Because life moves fast, you don't have time to get sick. Stop by Frederica Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy, and get the personalized care you need to be healthy during flu season. Simply walk into Frederica Pharmacy at 3603 Frederica Road on St. Simons to get your flu shot. 912-357-2357. That's 912-357-2357. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak here with you as always. This segment brought to you by Frederica Pharmacy, 95 Wings, and by Marshland Credit Union. All right, so week four, technically, of the Frederica Knights 2025 season coming up this Friday night under the Oaks. Another home game. This time the boys from Chula head over to the coast. The Tift Area Academy Panthers come to test our mettle, if you will. And I will be completely honest, I have no idea what they've been looking like this season and not had a chance to look and see. What does this year's Tift Area look like?
I think they've got about 13 seniors. They're a solid group, defensively and offensively. They graduated that quarterback that was really, really good last year. So the younger guy's coming in. He's getting better week to week. They're going to try to run the football, you know, up in there, and then they're going to take their shots down the field. And we're going to have to defend the deep ball every now and then and make sure we can take away the deep out. They throw it pretty well, and they try to run it up inside. They run a lot of power, ISO. They're going to try to get up in there and run a little gut play, ISO gut. But I think it could be very, very similar affair like us and Valwood. I think if we don't make any mistakes and we can control the line of scrimmage kind of like we did the other night, we got a really good chance of being right there and taking this game. So, you know, we got to go out and play really well. Don't turn the ball over. And again, I sound like a broken record. Don't turn the ball over. Don't give up big plays. The biggest thing I think right now is we got to get off the field on third down. Don't give them opportunities. It's third and short, you know. Make sure it's third and long and then fourth and long. Don't let him get to third and short, fourth and short, because Coach Soliday, he'll go for it. He'll make some plays, and he's always got a couple things up his sleeve. So I think I've been back through the last, God, I don't know how many years we've been playing them in a row now, five or six in a row. So I went all the way back to 2020 when we played them in the Final Four. We played him in the regular season, then we played him in the Final Four, and you go back and see what trick screens he runs or what tackle dump pass has he done, what formation does he get in. He does the same thing to me. So I go back and look at, 6 years worth of film and try to say, okay, we didn't see this, but we know it's in his package, you know, and we know he can do this and we know he can do that. So those things you go back over and look at. I think our defensive book's got 60-something plays in it this week. We've run a lot of different screens. We've run a lot of trick play stuff that they do. And he's really good. You know, he's really good at setting stuff up. So we have to be prepared for that. And it's like we played him here in 2020 in the Final Four. He came out on the first play of the game, and he ran a crack screen where they double crack and kick the corner. And they depleted Josh Meadows in that game. So you go back and like, okay, well, they try to do that again. And really – with him is trying to identify the personnel. Does he have the personnel to do those things that he did? And that's probably what he does when he looks at us. coach got that personnel to do these things and all that. So, you know, he's going to be a little bit different in play calling, but I know one thing, he takes a couple shots on first downs. He's going to, you know, he's going to back you up, and then he's going to run the football. And they're going to be physical, and they're going to play hard, and then they're going to be well coached, because Coach Soliday's a heck of a football coach. He's got a couple rings, you know, down the road, and he's just been he's a phenomenal guy, too. I talked to him probably two or three times a season, maybe more than that, even over the summers we talk. He's good to – he's just, you know, he's good to sit and talk football with.
Did y'all do a camp real quick, though? Sorry, this is the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Do we do a camp with them or a scrimmage with them during one summer or something, or not completely?
That was Robert Toombs. We may have faced them over there. We may have came over there when we were at Toombs one time a couple years ago, really long time ago. But, you know, since Coach Soliday's been there, they've, you know, he's had some really, really good teams. And, you know, and even when he talks about his bad years, you know, which are not really bad years, they're always very tough and well-coached. So, you know, we're going to see a 3-4, 3-3-5 type defense out of them. They're going to slant. They're going to bring some people here and there. And they're, you know, they do a good job. He's got, I think, 7 or 8 guys back on the defense and things like that. So, you know, they've got some experience. So, again, we got to limit big plays. We got to get off field on third down. And you know, create some turnovers. If we can do that, you know, we put ourselves in a very good chance to be right there in it and probably pull out the victory.
Well, special teams wise, are we going to see some more targeted kicks from Mary Ford, or is this going to be a boom it as far as you can kind of kickoff?
Oh, it's we just got all kinds of tricks up our sleeve with Mary Ford this week. I was telling her to do some things the other day, and she looked at me and said, "Coach, that'll hurt somebody." I'm like, "No, I just kick the ball where I tell you to kick it. If it's right at them, kick it right at them."
This is football. It's not supposed to tickle.
I said, we've only got 27. If we hurt one of theirs by hitting them in the finger or something and knock them out, then they're down one. We're going to try to equal it up. But she's a weapon because she can kick it, you know, directionally. She can pooch kick it. She can do all those things. So we'll do a lot of those things with her, and she does a great job of that. And then she'll be, you know, kicking field goals and doing all that. So it'll be interesting. She does a really good job of putting it right where we need it to be put.
All right, so predictions for Friday night. Is this going to be another quick start, or is it going to be another long, drawn-out first series? Or are we going to try and do a little, you know, quick attack?
Oh, you're wanting to know if we're going to do some razzle-dazzle?
Yeah, I'm thinking, is there some Cherokee? Is there some Apache?
There's always Cherokee and Apache possibilities. That since we created that offense in, I don't know, 2010. That's a long time ago. But, you know, there's always possibilities there. But, our thing is can we just take the ball and run the football and execute with our short passing game and get it out there and sustain drives. You know, if we can keep them off the field, a really good offense is a great defense, because if you can keep them off the field, they can't score. And so we want to eat up some clock. We want to drive it down the field. But, you know, you got to be able to block, and you got to be able to tackle. That's what it's going to come down to Friday night. It's who's blocking really well and who makes the tackles and makes the plays. And things are going to get dialed up, and can we make them when we dial them up, or, you know, can we stop them when they try to dial up some plays too? So it'll be interesting. I think it'll be a good game, and it'll be another hard-fought contest between us and Tift area. I feel like those games are always pretty tough and pretty physical, so it should be fun to watch. And, again, we're at home, and I hope everybody gets out and supports kids.
Yep, be another back-to-basics tonight under the yokes. Frederica Academy taking on the Tift area Academy Panthers, all the way over from Chula, Georgia. Kickoff is at 7:30, and we need a home crowd, folks. Get out the green and the gray and head on down to 200 Murray Ray for some Frederica Knights football this Friday night. Thanks once again for joining us on the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak, always glad to be here with you. We'll see y'all Friday night after the game. But, Coach Derrick, you got those two words.
Go Knights.